Measles, a highly contagious viral respiratory infection, continues to kill over 100,000 children worldwide, even though a safe and cost-effective vaccine has been available for the last 52 years. However, mass vaccination campaigns against measles, rubella, tetanus, and other diseases have helped considerably reduce deaths in high-risk countries. Dr. Jean-Marie Okwobele, Director of Immunization, Vaccines, and Biologicals at the World Health Organization, says the impact of vaccines on people's lives has been huge.
At WHO, we estimate that there are 2 to 3 million lives being saved each year because of the massive use of vaccines. We can do much better. We can save an additional 1.2 million deaths every year if some of the newest vaccines, for instance, against meningitis, pneumonia, diarrhea, are used in the countries where these evitable deaths still occur.
One of the huge drivers of this progress has been the 40-year-old Global Expanded Program on Immunization, or EPI. When EPI was established, less than 5% of the world's children had access to basic vaccines. Today, close to 80% of children are being vaccinated. That's nearly 110 million each year. In the Americas alone, more than 60 million people of all ages will be vaccinated during World Immunization Week, says Dr. Carissa F. Etienne, director of the Pan-American Health Organization, or PAHO.
Vaccination Week in the Americas has been instrumental in realizing the goal of measles and rubella elimination in our region. This is indeed a major achievement, and we are very proud to have been the first region in the world to reach this goal.
Dr. Etienne adds that the Americas must remain vigilant as these viruses continue to circulate in other regions of the world. Dr. Jean-Marie Okwobele echoes this view. 1 in 5 children, roughly the equivalent of 22 million of the world's children, are still not being immunized. That's one too many, he warns.
We can do better to protect people through vaccination. We will reap the full benefits of vaccines only if all individuals in all communities receive the vaccines they need. This is a shared responsibility.
A global vaccine action plan endorsed by the World Health Assembly in 2012 aims to achieve universal coverage and prevent millions of deaths by 2020. Jocelyn Sambira, United Nations.